Today is Wednesday, December 1st, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I just, you know, this is now recorded on Wednesday. So there were a few pre-recorded episodes. Actually, more than a few. There were, I guess, 5 pre-recorded episodes. Because we left on Wednesday, and I didn't have time to record on Wednesday because we were finishing packing. I had to take Sydney to my parents' house, and we had to be at the airport by, I don't know, 9:45 a.m. or something like that. So I didn't have time to record, and I decided not to take any recording equipment with me and just to focus on having a good vacation. But I wanted to put out a show, so I did create those shows, but I'm now back to normal. But what we're going to do, I do have updates to give on what we did, and I actually took some notes, I didn't take notes every day. I may go back and jot down some notes as I think about them, but I tried to take notes so I would remember certain things, but I fell off the wagon after a few days, I think. Anyway, we'll see. I'll work on starting some updates for you guys tomorrow, but I noticed that I had missed 2 voicemails. And they come in as emails, and for some reason they were marked as already read, but I know I did not play them on the show. So I'm going to go ahead and get through these today. And then, like I said, we'll work on updates starting tomorrow.
Good evening, Adam. We're big fans. We love listening to your show.
Well,
but
thank
our
you.
Feelings are hurt, me and my husband.
Oh.
He's Dennis. I'm Chris. We don't a lot of times listen live, but we play all of your shows. With Daniel, with Joe, with the cooking, and you hurt our feelings. And that's because first of all, you said your boyfie put to...
Well, wait, I wanna just say, you didn't mention this show. You called this voicemail, so I assume you also listened to this show, but you mentioned the one with Daniel, which is Mix Minus, and you mentioned the one with Joe, which is Throwing Down. But you called in to Geeky Gay. I want to call that out. So I want to know, and you're going to explain this, but did I hurt your feelings on this show or on one of those other 2 shows? I have more than that even. I have But First, which is the Big Brother podcast. And, you know, I have one that we are not doing right now, but Survivor's Ready for Survivor. So yeah, I, who knows?
Just plants in a separate room, the place where you want to make a gym. Dennis does that too. And that's, so the plants don't give each other bugs. So he puts quarantines the plant.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You guys, I didn't download it, and it did that thing where it stops playing. So now I'm going to have to download it.
Good evening, Adam. We're big fans.
No. Sorry. I'm not going to edit this out. I'm going to download it. And then we're gonna find where
Good
we were.
Good evening, Adam. We're big fans. We love listening. Boyfie puts his plants in a separate room, the place where you want to make a gym. Dennis does that too. And that's so the plants don't give each other bugs. So he quarantines the plants. So we were chuckling because you were like, never heard of such a thing. But he does that. And second of all, we watch QVC. The shopping channel, and we sent you a couple of messages on Twitter. But anyways, you were looking for Crepe Erase, QVC had it. You were looking for a Vitamix, QVC had it. You didn't buy them, either one of them, from QVC, but QVC has a Today's Special Value every day at midnight, and they had those products, and we thought of you, and we sent you a couple of Twitter. I think you responded to one, but not the other one. But anyways, we were looking out for your best interest, Adam. We love your show. We love the guy who has birds in the background from Australia.
Don't
we
say
love
that.
Big Fatty. And we're big fans. And of course, your boy Free and that Pokemon crap. We, a couple summers ago, we tried doing that. I just couldn't get into it. You don't seem like you're too interested, but your husband is. You know what? You do what makes your husband that happy. So we just wanted to call and let you know that we love your show. We love you. We love Daniel. We love Joe. And maybe we'll start cooking with you too. And stop beating up yourself about your weight and Weight Watchers. You seem like a good person, Adam, and we like you. Good night.
Oh, well, thank
Adam
you.
Scotty,
oh, shoot. No. I may have to edit that out. I'm having technical issues today. My first day back. Well, thank you so much for the call. Sorry I'm playing it so late. You're going to think, oh, he's ignoring my tweets, my direct messages, and he's also ignoring my voicemails now. I don't know what happened, but I was determined that I was going to play these today because I just looked to see if I had any new voicemail messages, and I was like, I don't think I've played those, even though it shows that they're red. I love you guys too. You know, the funny thing is, first of all, I have bought things off of QVC before. Back a long time ago when I was in college, I bought this Tefal cookware that there was a pressure cooker attachment. It's funny because now I have an Instant Pot, but there was a pressure cooker attachment, but they also had just like a regular, you could use it as a regular pot. They had these pans and they had, at the time, back when I was in college, which was a while ago now, let's see, 20 years ago, But anyway, regardless, they had that new special coating, nonstick coating, because at the time that was new. Or relatively new. Anyway, thank you so much for your call. I love you guys too. And what I was going to say about QVC, other than that, is I love, and I don't do it, but I did go through a period of time where I would turn on Home Shopping Network and QVC, and it would relax me. I didn't buy anything, but I mean, because the process of, I mean, maybe, I'm sure they have a website now and you can go to their website and buy it that way, but the process of calling and all that kind of stuff. But, and I know, I mean, I'm absolutely 100% sure they have a website now. I have not researched it, but they must. So I'm sure I could just go on their website at midnight and probably see the deal and buy the thing. But I just do everything on Amazon for whatever reason, or mostly. But, and I do appreciate the recommendations. I didn't actually end up buying Crepe Erase at all. I just, the Vitamix I did buy, but I found a deal on, cause you know, when you messaged me, I wasn't ready to pull the trigger. And so I was like, I don't know. I don't know. And then later I get these, I'll talk about something for months and months and months. And then one night I'll be laying in bed. I'll think I'm buying it today. And then I'll go do it. Like this whole reading, this whole note-taking device that I've been looking at. I keep thinking about it. I dream, but like, I'm like, no, Adam, you do not need this. Probably one night at midnight, I'll be playing on my phone in bed and be like, I'm buying it. But I haven't yet. I have willpower. All right. So, but I appreciate your call. And I was just going to say, it relaxes me to watch QVC and Home Shopping Network, even though I don't, you know, shop on them. But it's been a while. I like for some reason, the ladies with the long fingernails, like touching their nails to the, maybe it's like some ASMR, but they touch their nails to the product. And we have it in black and red. And I can't do a nail clicking sound because I don't have it. But, you know, it just, and they're so perfect. And I don't know. It's kind of relaxing to me. But thank you for the call. Okay, we've got one more call. And again, I... so sorry that I missed it, but now I've played it.
Hello, Lovey.
Hey.
I just wanted to call because you haven't mentioned how what your plans are for Tuesday. You know, the 16th of November, just wanting to know how you plan to celebrate, because I know it's an important day for you.
Really?
I'm sure it's on your mark and calendar. Maybe you could just let us know what the schedule of events are going to be for National Fast Food Day, because I know you're a connoisseur. Thank you for calling, and bye-bye now. Let's see. Here we go.
Well, I didn't lose this one, Fatty. That was Fatty, by the way, everyone. He doesn't like to give his name, but, you know, I didn't know that it was National Fast Food Day on November 1st, and there's a high probability, or November 16th, sorry. There's a high probability that I had some fast food on that day because I think the week before my trip, I just gave up and I was like, oh, I'm not cooking. We're getting ready for a trip. I don't know. I don't even remember, but I probably did have some sort of fast food. I really feel like as I just have bad experience. I love fast food. I love eating fast. I know it's unhealthy, but I love fast food. I don't know why. I wouldn't say that my mom raised me on fast food. She would allow me to eat fast food probably more than she should have. I don't want to blame things on her, but she cooked, I cooked, we ate at home a lot. We didn't eat fast food every night or anything like that. So it's not like every night of the week growing up, but man, I love it. But I have bad experiences with service at fast food places, all of them. And I have this concept of starting a fast food place that has good service, but is also supportive of LGBTQ+ and, you know, other liberal issues and doesn't give money to, you know, bad things and all that. And also has good food and maybe charges a little bit more than a normal fast food place, but gives you a much better experience. I feel like that would be like a burger place, you know, like a Whataburger. I mean, the other thing I could do, Whataburger doesn't do franchises anymore, but the other thing I do is find a company that is already good about the issues that we all care about, but also has a franchise opportunity. Then I could buy the franchise. But I couldn't, there would only be so much control that I would have because I would want to raise the prices and then pay my employees more so that I got better quality employees, because I really feel like that is the key. And it may never happen until they just automate and have robots that are doing, and then the food will come out identical every single time because it'll just be some production line. Your burger will go down a conveyor belt. Your bun will go down a conveyor belt. It'll squirt exactly the right amount of ketchup, exactly the right amount of mustard, yada, yada, you know, and it'll come out hot and fresh because there will be no humans involved at all. Either that or I think that concept, paying the employees more so that they care more, I guess, would be a really good. Anyway, I didn't do anything as far as I know. I might have eaten fast food, but thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.